I'm very happy now to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Lexi Schaebel. She is founder and executive director of the Breast Wishes Fund. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
So great to be here, Mary Charlotte. Thank you.
You are such an unusual and interesting person. I mean, your Breast Wishes Fund organization is about giving women choices about breast cancer treatment and prevention, and you've made some choices that a lot of people would never have made. You basically refused almost all Western medicine and have beat the odds in a way that is, what is it, seven or eight years?
This is my 9-year diagnosis date anniversary, just Sunday.
And you are in the pink of health without having had any full treatment of chemotherapy or radiation?
I actually did do chemo in the very beginning.
I thought you
didn't
do a full treatment, though.
I didn't do all of it, but I did enough to still not have hair or eyebrows 9 years later.
Oh, okay. In any case, what the fund is about is giving people choices for breast cancer. And, of course, one of those choices is Western medicine.
Yes.
But tell us about the organization and tell us how you came to some of the choices that you've made.
I would love that. Thank you. I mean, one of the first choices I made on day one was I began filming the day I was diagnosed. And I feel like that really helped me access the curious doc filmmaker in me, which I am a film producer and director.
And we've talked about your films in the Santa Fe Film Festival many years ago on this program as well.
Yeah, thank you for that. And that was a component that allowed me to look at myself with interest. And I had amazing colleagues and mentors come on and film that first week of diagnosis, which is really enlightening to look at now. And this is in a film called Me Film, which will be part of our 2016 Breast Cancer Awareness Month platform, which we will have in conjunction with our Aim at Wellness Prevention Program. Breast Wishes Fund was actually founded as the audience education component for the Me Film. Because I didn't want the film to just have to talk about the educational components. And so Breast Wishes has offered a lot to the community in terms of in-person phone and email diagnosis support, our prevention program, and our website we've really grown, and as well as our international advisory board, who some of those people are the cutting edge of what is available in terms of cancer treatment and prevention.
So you decided to start filming. What other decisions did you make? How did you come to them? What kind of support did you have? I mean, here we're talking about the support that you and your organization are giving to others. But, I mean, at that point, what kind of support were you getting and how were you navigating the many choices before you?
Well, I would say a lot of it was I began to study Ayurveda, looking at the Indian science of medicine and starting to utilize food that I eat as medicine. Support initially began with going back east, being with my family and my closest friends, and doing 5 rounds of chemo because I felt like the cancer was systemic. And then just kind of taking some time to, I guess, look at my entire life, to dissect myself emotionally, spiritually, physically. And one of the things I say to the camera from day one is, I believe this cancer is 50% emotional. And I just knew that I wasn't surprised when I was diagnosed. And what's interesting, most people I speak with, and we talk to people with all types of cancer, not just breast cancer, but we certainly have a focus and a specialty with that. Most people have had a trauma within a couple of years before that. That's one common denominator I'm noticing.
Now, who hasn't had a trauma?
Exactly. But a life-changing trauma. Somebody very important dying, a breakup, a car accident. Just something that in our society we're frequently encouraged not to digest trauma and difficult emotion.
Yeah.
And I strongly encourage, and there's so many amazing modalities of psychotherapy where you can really just get through that trauma and not be triggered by it so intensely throughout your life.
How did you navigate the world of alternative medicine, and what were some of the things that worked for you?
I'm really glad you asked that, Mary Charlotte. So that was one of the reasons that I founded Breast Wishes Fund because I found that the alternative world of medicine, which is really just everything except chemosurgery and radiation or insurance-based cancer care, was as much of a gauntlet, if not more, because you're paying out of pocket. And I did the myriad from doses of, you know, high doses of vitamin C and heavy metal chelation, lots of IVs, to having my blood sprayed on the walls by incompetent staffing. So what I realized was...
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So I went into... I mean, God bless my family, who, after I was really on the verge of bankruptcy, I was on food stamps, I had gone into such deep credit card debt to try and do these other types of therapies. My family saved me financially and have become that much more supportive over the years. And that's been an incredible journey. One of our key board members is actually my mother, Arlene Shea Bell, who I think her journey is the most convincing. She was in the beginning like, cut it out, burn it, do whatever you need to do, just keep my daughter alive. And she and my father have become some of the biggest advocates and supporters of choices for cancer treatment. And, you know, they're pretty conservative folks.
You recently went abroad in order to do a cancer vaccine type of treatment, which is very interesting because they take your cancer, your blood. Mm. You tell us how it works.
I want to hear how you interpreted it. What I love about this, and I spent a year researching immunology, which is in clinical trials in the United States at this point, and we can help you find one at this point. But at the time when I was looking at it, which was 2 years ago, I was looking all over the world. Israel was 100, and it was very expensive to go do a vaccine there. And then I found this clinic in the Bahamas called IAT, and one of the director of the IAT clinic is actually one of our big advisors. And on our next newsletter, he's our Ask the Advisor, talking about more in depth what immunology and personalized cancer vaccines are. But what I loved about this was it was non-invasive. You can take it from diseased tissue or urine. Interestingly, cancer sheds a protein. It's a quick dying cell, so you can actually extract it from urine, and then that's introduced with healthy cytokines and interleukin-2 and other things. And we have a short film called What is a Cancer Vaccine on our website, or you can go to our YouTube channel, and our website's breastwishesfund.org, and there's a little click button there for we make original films. And one of them is, it talks more in detail, what is a cancer vaccine in 2 minutes, gives you a concept. But what I loved was that it was teaching my immune system to recognize my own personal cancer and go after it like a virus or a bacteria. And it's made an exponential difference in my quality of life. And having never had surgery, I've lived with the tumor. And now what I really just refer to as the tumor site, because it was at one point the size of half of an orange in terms of coming out of my breast and my chest, to now where it's completely unidentifiable on all testing. I actually just did an ultrasound with Dr. Bethel, and 2 years before we had done one, and there was absolutely no recognition. We couldn't find, there was 3 tumors at that point. It had metastasized within the breast, and we couldn't find anything. And when I go for an exam, it's kind of like my own little joke now. They're like, you know, I'll mention I have breast cancer or live with breast cancer, and they'll be like, oh, well, where is it? And I'm like, well, why don't you tell me? And they'll give me a breast exam, and I had one woman guess the wrong breast.
Oh, my goodness. Do you ever get any pushback from the sort of standard, what do you call it, Western insurance-based medical system, from people who don't believe you or believe in what you've done?
I have given up trying to convert people. I think initially I was so zealous and dogmatic, and now... you know, we're really focusing on anybody who just wants to know what their choices are. I also believe the recurrence community deserves to know that they have some choices if perhaps the ones that they initially chose weren't effective or that they're experiencing a recurrence. And we concentrate 50% on prevention, you know. So I'm always interested in, I just went to like a medical conference when I was in the Bahamas of pretty straight up, but then they also are doing stem cell research, you know, and actual stem cell practice for like heart and orthopedic in the Bahamas, which is still that place where you can get away with doing certain things. But I love speaking with doctors or anybody in the Western medical system and listening to their experiences, but I don't believe it's our place to try and convince anybody of anything anymore.
What are some of the things that you look to for prevention? If somebody says, oh, let's see, I've got a history of breast cancer in my family, whether or not that's indicative of whether any woman is going to get it is another conversation, but I want to do everything I can for prevention. What are some of the things you recommend?
We have a couple of great, really simple things for prevention. One, the biggest one is really to have your vitamin D3 levels checked. Your D3 should really be at 5,000. You should be taking about 5,000 IUs daily. And also to take neem and turmeric supplements for daily for cancer prevention.
Those are turmeric, that yellow herb?
Yes. And So I put it in my green smoothies, which is another concept that I think is a great way as prevention and just feeling great right now. We look at prevention also as how can I just feel great right now? And I think that these are all helpful. Turmeric is an anti-inflammatory, and we know that a lot of cancers they're based upon an inflammatory reaction. But the vitamin D, that one, out of so many of them we've found, is really, most women who are diagnosed with breast cancer have significantly lowered vitamin D3 rates. So that's something simple and something we want to put in our prevention program.
I just was talking to my doctor the other day who was talking about vitamin D, exactly the same thing you're talking about, and I said, well, I get out in the sun quite a lot. And she goes, yeah, but as you get older, it's harder for you to use the sun to make vitamin D. So that's something that I didn't know. But it's part of the aging process, and cancers often happen when we're older.
Hmm. Interesting.
So you are doing a series of events. The annual education event is on Wednesday, the 22nd of October, and it's all about detoxification and cleansing.
Yeah, it's at Cupcake Clothing. They've been incredibly supportive of Breast Wishes. This is the third educational event that they'll be sponsoring. So from 6 to 8:30, advisory board member Dr. Eric Grasser, who is a local, really incredible doctor in how much he integrates all of his modalities, yet really still offers medical doctor information. So he'll be talking about cleansing and detoxing, which is really a big buzzword, and also a new group called Verde Juice. They'll be providing juices, and we like green. You know, I mean, we like green smoothies and things like that. But every person's different. Some people can do okay with raw. Some people don't do so okay, and sometimes it's about mixing it. So I've been studying Ayurveda a lot, and that's something we like to incorporate. So that event. Very intimate, very informational, fun, deep, and that's why we love that event. And it's very, shall we say, part of our identity at this point to offer education. And then that Saturday, Golaire Shoes.
October 25th.
October 25th. And Cupcake will be donating 10% of all purchases to Breast Wishes Fund, as well as Golaire on the 25th will be donating 10% of all purchases all day to Breast Wishes Fund. And we will be there at Golaire all day to speak with you and listen and see how we can be supportive of your choices.
Lexi Shabel is founder and executive director of the Breast Wishes Fund. They're on the web at breastwishesfund.org. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thanks for having me. I'm Charlotte.